This is Adina Akiva, and today I'm going to be talking about exoplanets. Let's get started.
An exoplanet is a planet that orbits a star other than our sun and is a part of another solar system. Although some exoplanets don't exactly orbit a star, and they drift into space. These exoplanets are called rogue worlds. With no star, they are dark and cold. There are a few different types of exoplanets out there that we know of. There are Jupiters, Neptunes, Earths, and terrestrial planets. Let's start with Jupiters. Jupiters are what astronomers call giant exoplanets. As we know, Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system, so whenever astronomers come by giant exoplanets, they call them Jupiters. Jupiters are mainly made up of helium and hydrogen, so another name for these types of exoplanets are gas giants. Technically, there is another type of Jupiter. Astronomers call them hot Jupiters. These are Jupiters that have orbits that are very close to the sun. Stars are very hot, so when a planet travels close to their star, the planet also becomes hot. Next, we have Neptunes. Neptunes are smaller than Jupiters, but much bigger than Earth's. In our solar system, both Neptune and Jupiter are made of gas. Neptunes are usually made up of hydrogen and helium, and their cores are made up of rock and heavy metals. The other Neptunes and Jupiters outside of our solar system are too. Another name for this type of exoplanet is a Neptunian. Some Neptunes also travel close to their stars, and of course, like Jupiters that travel close to their stars, they're called hot Neptunes. We have super-Earths, too. These Earth-like planets are usually bigger than our Earth, but much smaller than Jupiter's and Neptune's. Usually, super-Earths are rocky and have water, just like our Earth. But they aren't things that astronomers come by often. And last but not least, we have terrestrial planets such as Earth, Mars, Mercury, and Venus. A terrestrial planet is the scientific name for a rocky planet. Some of these exoplanets that astronomers have discovered have very unique features. For example, HD189773b is a hot Jupiter exoplanet that is 64 light years away and looks like a blue marble. On this exoplanet, the winds blow at 8,700 kilometers per hour and the atmosphere is full of silicate, which turns to glass in heat. The planet literally rains glass sideways at epic wind speeds. That's definitely not a storm that I would want to be in. T0I849b is an exoplanet that is 40 times bigger than Earth, 1,530 degrees Celsius, and orbits its star so fast that a year passes in 18 hours. 55 Cancri e. This exoplanet has so much carbon, pressure, and high temperature that the entire interior is made of diamond. HR5183b. This exoplanet is a galumphing giant, 3 times bigger than our biggest planet, Jupiter. It also takes its time in orbit. HR 5183b takes 74 Earth years to finish its orbit. K2-18b, it is twice the radius and 8 times the mass of Earth. There was lots of excitement when it was announced in 2019 that there was water found in its atmosphere, although a swim in the water may vaporize you. Let's take a short break before moving on. Welcome back, and now on to part two. The science of discovering exoplanets is still pretty new. While the first was discovered in 1989, exoplanets began to be discovered in large numbers in the late 1990s. This was because telescope technology became more improved. The Polish astronomer Aleksander Wolschin also claimed to have found the first extrasolar planet in 1993. The first system to have more than one planet detected was U-Andromedae. There are currently 6 methods of detecting extrasolar planets which are too faint to be directly detected by present conventional optical means, pulsar timing, astrometry, radial velocity, gravitational microlensing, transit method, circumstellar disks, and direct observation. The Hubble Space Telescope has been in space since 1990 and took one of the very first photos of an exoplanet. The Kepler mission is a spacecraft and telescope that only searches for Earth-like planets. Speaking of the Kepler mission, we are now going to be talking to Charlie Sobeck.
Hi.
Charlie joined the Kepler team in spring 2000. He was the system engineer. Hi, Charlie. Do you mind telling us about the Kepler mission?
Yeah, NASA had a mission that started in 2009 to track these exoplanets. This mission was called NASA's Kepler mission. It was specifically designed to discover hundreds of Earth-like and other smaller planets near or in the habitable zone and determine the fraction of the stars in our galaxy that may have exospheres. The objective was to explore the structure and diversity of planetary systems. They did this by surveying a large sample of stars to determine the percentage of exospheres in the habitable zone, identify the shapes and sizes of the orbits, estimate how many planets there are in the multi-star system, and determine the properties of those stars that harbor planetary systems. After this mission had run out of fuel in 2018, NASA launched a replacement for the Kepler mission and has been using it instead. This mission is called Kepler Successor.
Okay, that's all I needed to hear. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you. Bye.
Now that we've got all the facts down, let's answer a question that I get all the time from people. Can we live on any of these exoplanets? Well, there are about 300 million potential habitable worlds in our galaxy. Some of the features that might make an exoplanet habitable are the right distance from the star, a circular orbit around the star, a stable rotational axis, some water, no hydrogen-rich atmosphere, plate tectonics, and a magnetic field. If an exoplanet that is reachable and meets all seven of these features, it may be habitable. What if? Well, there probably won't be anywhere we go to in my generation, anywho. Bye for now!